Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Birdwatch 2025. He's what?
How's it going?
He's there.
You can see the bird now?
Well, I heard. Yes. He's on top of the birdhouse right now.
We are bird people
and
now.
And I don't know if it's a he or she, but I do know that this family of wrens has officially moved into the birdhouse.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, he just went in and is not coming out.
So, like, what?
Something's happening in there.
Cooking breakfast, getting ready for the day.
I think making children.
You think so?
Like, right now?
Right now.
No, I don't know what's happening right now.
I think that they have been gathering enough sticks and little pieces of grass,
yes,
and whatever, that they are quite comfortable on the inside, though we do not know what's going on in the inside of that house.
I told you yesterday, and I'm still having this desire this morning, to get a very high-powered flashlight that we can focus a beam of light right into that little hole so we can see what's going on.
So we can look inside your
house.
That's
what I want to do.
But, like, you don't do that to your neighbors. You can't do that to the birds.
I also don't spy on my neighbors like I'm spying on this birdhouse.
Yeah, I know.
You're part of the whole fun as well.
Yeah. But we have to watch them from the outside. We're not allowed in.
You're right. Oh, he's back.
There's an inner sanctum that we must not be a part of.
And the other one's back too, Claire.
Oh, there's two birds.
I know. God, if only I had one stone.
No. Eric, no. Leave the birds alone.
You know what, though? Bird in the hand is worth two of those. Just remember.
Is that the phrase?
Yes.
It's worth two of those.
A bird in the bush.
Oh, in the bush. Right.
A bird in the hand's worth two wrens. That's what I always say.
They're so cute, though. I'm really glad that we have a birdhouse right outside
it is fun
Studio
to watch.
Z.
Yeah.
It just, man.
And I tell you what, we tried to make this public. We had a camera we found in the building, turned it on. We realized it was the technology's 5 years old, which in camera technology is like a billion zillion years old.
We should get.
I would like something
a
that
bird
we could
cam.
Perch outside
and share our happiness.
But again,
our bird
wouldn't
happiness.
You rather have a camera you can actually put inside the birdhouse?
Well, yeah, I want to like Big Brother it and
yeah.
see what's going on
see
inside.
See what's going on inside.
What's happening in the house? What do they do inside?
It's like the Decora Eagle cam, but it's the Scramble Wren cam.
I think we'd have to start over though. Like put a camera.
Oh, the camera would have to be there pre-season.
Inside. Yeah.
We missed that window.
Okay, season two of Wrens.
Okay, great question. I know it's way too early to ask.
Yeah.
But do we clean it out?
Ooh.
Or does it just stay there and see who moves in the next time?
Once again, we have to get an actual expert.
Need a conservationist.
I kind of want to talk to a conservationist, somebody who knows about birds and also your tree question yesterday, because after you brought up the fact that the trees seem to have more of
I think trees are more randy right now.
Helicopter
this season,
seed pods.
Yeah.
I could not. I mean, they were it was raining down on me as I was taking a walk yesterday.
I just don't remember my backyard and all of our landscaping being that covered.
It's a suspicious amount of tree seed pods. The trees are spreading their seed at an alarming rate.
Does it know? Again, that was my question. Because of lack of trees, do trees just know? Which M. Night Shyamalan predicted in his movie.
Trees just know.
Trees just know. Would have been a better title, by the way, for that movie. Or is it? You know, every 5 years, it produces more? Is it a combination of that drought we had?
See, that's why we need somebody who knows birds and trees so we can ask all of our inane little questions.
Inane?
I don't know. Just
deep,
like...
Deep questions.
Deep.
Thank you.
Soulful questions.
Our soulful tree and bird questions. Yes.
I think we're thinking like scientists. Are we right?
A little bit.
Right? Are we right?
More than just like tree owner. I'm like, I want to get into why that happens.
Well, tell me why. Make me understand.
I want to... You know, I want to do this. I want to approach it like a three-year-old.
Yes.
But why?
Yes.
Why? Why? Why?
Aww.
But why?
May we approach this Wednesday like a three-year-old?
Why?
Why would we do that?
Why?
Why?
Okay, no. Why? Juice?
Just a little natural wonder.
Well, I want more cheese sticks than
fruit snacks.
Cheerios and fruit snacks,
fruit
please.
Fruit snacks and juice, please.
Yes, please.
And this has not happened in the Nutella company in its 61 years.
this a good thing or a bad thing? Are we out of hazelnuts?
It's progress. Maybe this is a sign of the times. Maybe we're out of hazelnuts. They are announcing their first new flavor. They have only ever been...
It's hazelnut and chocolate.
Hazelnut.
That's Nutella.
Nutella is that chocolatey,
yes,
hazelnut goodness.
With a strawberry on a crepe.
So good.
Uh-huh.
With so good.
One of those little weird breadsticky things.
And I suppose for 60 years, it's like you can't improve upon that, right?
I don't know. Tell me what it is. Am I excited or scared?
I don't know. The new flavor is peanut. So what, you're peanut butter? You're just peanut butter.
Can I just call something out for a second? Is there this new peanut butter and jelly trend? We had peanut butter jelly hot dog was on TikTok or something, right?
Yeah.
And then didn't you just find peanut butter and jelly Reese's?
PB&J Reese's
and now
peanut butter cups.
PBN peanut butter Nutella?
Peanut butter Nutella. I don't know. Is it like chocolate?
Unless people are already doing it. And their research is like, we can just make one, charge people more.
Hey, how about this?
I don't know. I guess now that I'm saying it out loud, I might consider putting that on a spread.
I want to get excited about it too, but this is so lame. They announced that it's coming.
Yeah.
It won't hit stores for a year.
Boo!
Spring of 2026. Nutella.
Well, they got to formulate it.
Way too soon to tell us about your new flavor that nobody can try. This
and
is
also,
way too soon.
It's way too much time for people either to get excited for it or now just go online and destroy you.
Exactly.
Right?
Or a big old can of who cares?
Somewhere in the middle. Right.
I'm going to forget about it by the time you're ready to launch this
Why
thing.
Do you think they made an effort to launch it now?
Why now?
Why save the date for peanut butter Nutella?
Get ready, peanut butter Nutella, spring 2026.
It's not a movie trailer. It's not a wedding.
If there isn't a single Marvel
I don't need
Marvel
to clear my calendar.
Don't care.
Just show up when you got it and then, like, buy a commercial.
Yeah.
Do it that way.
Oh, there you go.
Advertise
it.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
So looking at the early 90s temperature, like the fact that we're hitting the 90s at this point of May seems a little soon.
It's odd.
And there might be a person who is contemplating not turning on the air conditioning. Which
just get through it.
I understand.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do that or don't do that, it's going to be hot. This will be really hot. How hot? And if you have a ceiling fan, you know that the direction the fan goes either puts air, hot air down or takes cold air up. Did you know that?
I did know that. It's hard to remember which way's which, though.
I think I said that completely backwards. But I am trying to give everybody a mnemonic device to remember.
Please.
How to set your ceiling fan for when you want it cold, like ice cold, versus when you want it hot. Okay, ready?
Okay.
Cold. Summertime.
Yeah.
Counterclockwise. Cold.
I need to look at my daughter's fan because, like, the fan is on, but she has the hottest room in the house.
So you need to lay down and look up and turn the fan on. And if it's running like a clock runs, it's going to be hotter in there. So you need to stop the fan.
Counterclockwise.
Cold is counter. Hot is clockwise. Cold, counter. That's how to do it.
That is news I can use.
Yeah. I always forget.
I do too.
And this is like, I just saw a graphic online today. I'm like, I'm going to bring that up because I never remember.
That's helpful.
Also, probably just post it somewhere, maybe on the fan remote.
Share it. Yes.
Yes. Counter equals cold. That's all you have to remember. C-O, cold,
okay.
Counterclockwise, C-O. That's it. As long as you got that, then just go the opposite direction when you want it to be warmer.
All right. I have had some suspicions about her fan. Like, are you really?
Because most people just turn it on and like, it's going, so it's going to work. No.
Hey, once my husband installed that ceiling fan, I was like, it's moving. The light's on. Amazing.
That's
we're done.
That's what you think is the end of the road. But there's another step.
Yes. Make sure it's.
It wants to work for you depending on the season. It's adjustable.
Right.
Yeah.
I forget
so
that
whether
part.
It's, and don't consider it at forward and reverse, just which way are the blades going and you kind of have, you can't, you got to look lay down, right? So you really are watching, are they going like a clock or are they going in the opposite direction?
I'm going to look at that.
Counter equals cold.
Thank you.
There you go. Put that in your day today.
Much appreciated.
You're welcome.
Perhaps I could trouble you for some more advice.
What can I help you with?
Well, we're getting ready for a trip and we need to figure out what we're going to do with little Rexy because we're thinking it's probably not a good idea to take him on a long car ride like we're going on. So we thought that we would board him.
Yeah.
And the usual place that we go to, completely full.
Oh, no.
On the weekend, we have selected. And it's just, it's not working. They're like, well, let's check and see. We can put you on a wait list. But we're like, we got to look elsewhere.
That's right.
So we found a new place. They're like, yes, we have an opening. But we're going to need to get to know you guys a little bit. Fill out some paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
Got to make sure he's up to date on all of his shots. And he is, for the most part. There is just one piece of his vet forms that needs an update. And it, unfortunately, is the part where I have to follow him in the yard today and grab a specimen.
Yeah.
I need to bring the vet a sample
mm-hmm.
From Rex. It's going to be gross.
It's the way it is.
It's just the way it is.
Where's the advice portion of this comment?
So this, I haven't done this in a while.
Yeah.
But the last time I did, there was another lady who brought some too.
Yeah.
And she had it in a Cool Whip container.
No.
Okay.
God, no.
I didn't know.
Oh my God.
I didn't, well, but think about it. But think about this.
I'm thinking, I can't wait to see where this is headed.
That, okay, the Cool Whip container
yeah.
is a Midwest classic.
Yes.
It's the former Gladware, you know.
It's either Cool Whip or I bought some lunch meat and I'm now reusing that.
Yes.
Hillshire Farm container.
Yeah, could be that too.
Yes.
Except it's just, there's no.
Right.
You can see right through it.
Yes, you can. There's no mystery.
No. Yeah. The Cool Whip can be thrown away and it seals. So I didn't know if that would be a better way to go about things. Are we all using Cool Whip for our samples? I was just putting it in the bag.
Just tie the top of the bag.
Okay.
It does the same thing. What are you worried about? Air getting to it? Are you worrying about spoiled poop?
No.
I don't know if this is fresh, guys. I didn't have a lid for it.
I didn't know if the vet's office would prefer it like that. Like that. Was
all the vet cares about, from what I remember, is less than 24 hours and it isn't frozen.
Who's freezing it?
No, no. Time of year.
Oh, okay.
So if I have an appointment in January, they're like, don't take one that you found from 3 days ago. Right. Now, the other question, though, legit, I love talking to fellow dog owners because this is just a reality of owning a dog.
Yes.
Are you hoping to find the specimen and go to the appointment within the same breath, so to speak?
Mm.
Or does it have to live somewhere for a while?
I just, no. I would like it to be fresh as possible.
Okay.
But I'm like, I need cooperation from my team, you
yeah.
know? Like, maybe he's going to. I don't know. I didn't catch him this morning.
The rule is whoever lets him out from this moment on, because we have an appointment here, has to watch.
You got
to
be on duty patrol.
And everybody just go with a plastic, you know,
yep.
a bag you got at the grocery store or the department store.
Yep.
Turn it inside out. It becomes a glove. And get ready. Positions.
Collect the specimen.
Collect the specimen and then have an agreed to storage place in your house, which is not the fridge or the freezer. I usually just put it by the door by the car, right?
Mm,
so yes. I remember to take it.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's dog ownership.
So,
but
yeah.
a Cool Whip container?
Mmm, Cool Whip.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
So Rob Sand, state auditor, made his announcement that he is officially running for governor. In fact, he did it while he was running.
Yeah, literally.
I'm running. For governor. And then I deftly went from looking at the camera to the right to look. I'm like, good camera skills, Rob Sand.
Very good.
We're waiting to hear, but we think it's going to be this week. Randy Feenstra, who's in the, was it Iowa District 4? It's where Steve King used to be.
Oh, yeah.
So he is a state rep from the state of Iowa. Paperwork was filed earlier this week. Some announcement is expected sometime this week. So what you do is you have to file with the Iowa Ethics and Campaign Disclosure Board that he's running. He has done so, which is probably a signature collection thing. That's probably to get it on the ballot. You launch it, you raise a lot of money. So that means we got Sands on one side, you got Feenstra on the other. We know the lieutenant governor is running for auditor. She's running for Sand's job.
That's right.
Is Brenna Byrd going to jump in? Is the Secretary of Ag going to jump in? They've kind of talked about it.
Okay.
Is Pat Grassley, Chuck's son, going to jump in? So it'll be curious to see, is it like this is the guy and we all get behind the guy? Or I'm guessing more people on the Republican side, there's probably going to be a primary. That's just, I'm reading a tea leaf. I don't know anything. I'm just trying to read how things go. I did not see this coming. And admittedly, I don't comment a ton on what's happening out of Des Moines, but this one bugs me. We don't have to like it, but we're going to have to live with it. The Iowa legislature has sent the governor, I have a feeling she's going to sign it, a bill that's going to override all city and county ordinances for fireworks. So all local control for fireworks is now being removed. So, because city of Cedar Rapids has a ban within city limits.
Mm-hmm.
I also don't know if this is going to take effect this year or next. I have a feeling it's this year because usually laws start July 1st.
As somebody whose neighbor's house burned to the ground because of
fireworks,
I don't know. I don't know if I love it.
Here's what I don't like. I don't like the side that's like, come on, it's America. This is what the founding fathers wanted. No, it's not. First of all, how do you know? Secondly, next year is going to be a big year. It's the 250th birthday of the Declaration of Independence.
And you better believe I want to
celebrate.
That's
a big day.
Yes.
That's a big year.
Yes.
And a bottle rocket or two is fine. The problem is at least the laws we have keep the stupid people from maybe being more stupid. That's where I'm worried. Because you can't deny
the
facts.
Danger.
Hospital goes up. Fire calls go up. One of the reps from Des Moines or Cedar Rapids, who's also a cop, he's like, we have to go out and investigate everyone as gunfire. That's a waste of resources. So at least when you have a law.
Each call is investigated as gunfire?
That's because if the sounds are similar,
sure.
They don't know.
Yikes.
So in an effort to woo a potential America's birthday to Iowa, because there's some hint that Des Moines would throw this big celebration in our state fairgrounds, I think we're just, you know, what's the word? Cowing, blah, 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 favor.
Yeah.
Right? That's what this feels like, unfortunately. And it doesn't take into effect. You and I are dog owners. We got to deal with that.
I don't know how my dog's going to react to
PTSD
fireworks.
Stuff.
Yeah.
It feels like it's turning up. It's not a compromise bill. I would be happy with if it's like, you know what, for 24 hours, maybe we all get along.
Sure.
But this wasn't compromise. It's like, we're in charge and
everything.
We're passing it. Yeah. It frustrates me.
I'm with you.
And I'm the kid who wanted the fireworks growing up.
I love them.
I went to Missouri and illegally lit off as many fireworks as I could every year. I'm a fireworks guy. I love them.
Right.
But
within reason.
There's when you just remove the fact that the city now can't have a say in its own police and fire, basically. Nope. People can do what they want. Doesn't sit well. It hurts my tummy.
Hurts your tummy.
Good news, I got this story, because my tummy is hurting now.
Because you put tummy.
Ow! Oh, gosh, it just gives me a bad feeling. This is really cool. Radiant Church here in Cedar Rapids is hosting their 7th annual foster youth graduation and celebration on Sunday. Regardless of your denomination, a church in Cedar Rapids says, if you are graduating from high school and you're in the foster system, you deserve to be a rock star. You should be celebrated. You have fought battles in life that weren't your choosing, right?
Yeah.
You were on your own anyway, and you made it through high school and you graduated, which is usually a very low percentage. Let's reward you. Let's celebrate you. So they're hosting basically a community-wide celebration. It's like I would go to your daughter's graduation party.
Right, right, right.
The public can come to this graduation party.
Anybody can go to these
Anybody
parties.
Can come. The ask is... bring a graduation card and throw in a gift card.
Love
like
it.
You would anybody else's graduation party.
That's awesome.
And they already get local businesses and organizations to help sponsor it. So they've got some stuff ready to go. So Radiant Church, by the way.
That's a great idea.
It's just, so where Lowe's is off of Blair's Ferry, it's kind of tucked back there.
Yeah.
So north side of Cedar Rapids starts at 3:00 happening on this Sunday, celebrating what has been, and by no effort of their own, a very rough path, right? A rough road to hoe, and they've made it as a foster kid to graduation from high school. Let's celebrate them, and that's happening on Sunday, 3:00, Radiant Church. That's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call... Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Trying to stay up to date on all that's going on day two of Sean Combs' trial. His family has been in the room supporting him, although his kids are fairly young, so some of the young kids had to leave yesterday.
I would hope so.
Because a lot of it is fairly graphic. Cassie Ventura, his ex-girlfriend, took the stand. She's one of the major witnesses that the prosecution is calling, and she got into the freak-off parties, which are fairly graphic. So I'm glad that the kids were removed. She said that she would participate in these freak-offs because she didn't want to disappoint him, even though she felt horrible about being a part of them.
Mm-hmm.
She said that they would last for days on end, drug-fueled. That she said that he would take footage of the acts being committed. And a lot of time, that activity would be without the consent of the people that were involved.
How do I ask this question? The filming portion or what was being filmed? Even the filming wasn't with consent.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the filming. He would be the one filming what was happening. She would be a part of what was being filmed, and he would be filming her without her consent. He said that the Combs fence plans to bring up Cassie Ventura's drug use outside of her relationship with Sean Combs. Also a violent bar fight that she was involved in.
Just to discredit her, probably.
Yeah,
right?
If that helps move that forward.
This is your lifestyle anyway, so what do you know?
Exactly, exactly. So, still more to come in that trial. But we've got another trial that went down yesterday. Kim Kardashian's Paris robbery trial. Mm-hmm. They found the robbers that were responsible for her Paris hotel robbery from 2016. And so Kim Kardashian was called to testify against these people. She was in court wearing $7 million in diamonds.
Why?
I don't know. A 52-carat necklace worth $3 million, matching diamond earrings, rings, and an anklet. Maybe it was just like, you robbed me, but I still got it. Like,
I guess so.
Neener, neener, neener.
It also just, why didn't you just go in and also wear a Target? Right?
But where, she's going to court. Like, she's as safe as she could be.
It's France. We don't know. I just see like a guy driving through the court on a motorcycle, ripping off the diamonds.
Grabbing those earrings.
And saying, ooh la la. And
maybe,
driving out.
If anything, it was for her own mental health, because her testimony was all about how terrified she was when this happened to her. She said that the guys broke into the hotel room. It was 3 a.m. They were dressed like police officers, but they had masks on their face. She was wearing nothing but a bathrobe. She was pretty
scared
that she would be assaulted. She said, I did think I was going to die. I thought about my sister Courtney, thought she would walk in and see me shot dead, and that would be a memory that she would have to live with forever. Her stylist was in the same suite in the next room over and said that they testified that they heard her begging for her life, saying, I have babies. I need to live. This is what she kept on saying. Take everything. I need to live. Scary. Scary.
Totally.
Scary. Morgan Wallen finally actually speaking about why he abruptly left Saturday Night Live last month. Usually at the end of the show, the cast members, the host, and the musical guest all mill about on stage, congratulating each other, thanking each other for an incredible week, mm-hmm. performing together. Not Morgan Wallen. He just walked right past the camera and exited the show in a very abrupt fashion. What was that about? Was he upset? He's talking to Barstool Sports about it. And he had this to say.
Wait, what was the first question? Could you fix a TV?
I think that's how they got into it. Could you, like, how handy are you? Could you fix a TV?
Morgan Wallen is clearly lying. And Morgan Wallen also knows that being on SNL makes him money, so he doesn't want to jeopardize the relationship.
You can't.
But there is a reason he left. He's never going to say.
I don't know.
I just wanted to get home is not an answer. I do not accept that as an answer.
There's got to be
more. All you had
to
do was wait 5 more minutes.
And then you could go home.
Going home is exactly what's happening when the camera turns off.
I think he got exactly what he wanted out of it. You know?
Do you think it was more of a publicity stunt?
Maybe.
And he actually
did. He's got a new album coming out. Want to make sure we're talking about it here.
It sounds like an appliance TV repair shop, too.
And small
electronics.
Small engine repair.
Wallens. Yeah. Did you take the TV to Wallens?
Get it fixed by Morgan Wallen himself. That's what we like to call
Z's sleaze.
You know, it started as I was being embarrassing in my own home in front of my 13-year-old. But as young as 9, I'm still an embarrassment to my other daughter as well. I know coming up on Friday, we're going to have our end of the year spring carnival.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, like when there's like an environment like that and then like the friend groups are there, she'll just leave. Like, bye. And unless she needs money, then I won't be embarrassing. But being with your parent at a
now is your 9-year-old
family event
dropping the word embarrassing, or are you just getting body language?
It's body language.
At this point?
It just feels like, oh, we're going to this thing as a family, and then you're not spending any time with me. It just doesn't feel right.
Bye.
Bye. You're embarrassing. I don't want to be with you. I'm too old for this. Bye.
Don't you want that, though? Eventually.
Eventually, but yeah. She's my baby, Eric.
Come on, stay with mama.
Stay with mama, baby.
Always hold on to my flowing gingham gown.
Yeah. Is that embarrassing? Okay, maybe a little bit.
Also, don't wear a gingham gown to the family carnival.
I'll wear what I want to wear. Thank you very much for your thoughts on what I should wear
to
the carnival.
It's the simplest thing, but the kid finds it embarrassing.
So I have children that range in age. I took my preschoolers in the car with me to take my fifth grader to school, and we played the ABCs really loud on his way into class. He's like, nah, bro. Nah, bro.
No, bro.
Nah,
bro. I can hear it. Nah, bro. Mm-mm.
The kid is, that's not even eye contact, or, you know, rolling of the eyes. It's no. Nah, bro.
Nah.
And that's fifth grade.
You know what's embarrassing to me as the mom? When you call me bruh. Okay? That's embarrassing.
That's true.
That's a little bit of a payback there.
That seemed, from that phone call, like it was an innocent moment. I was it was clearly for the preschooler in the car.
Clearly.
But
we know
the fifth grader wasn't
ABCs,
having it.
Fifth grader.
Yeah.
But
are you anticipating pickup and drop off becoming more and more embarrassment moments with your kids?
They're easily embarrassing.
Yeah.
Honey, I'm over here. This is my car. Wave your hand.
I love that this started in your own house and then worked its way into the school.
Mm.
But I would assume a lot of these calls that we get through the course of this morning for Momtroversy, it's because you're at a kid's activity.
Right. Anytime right? you're in front of your peers.
The play, they're on a sports team.
True.
Show choir, things like that.
The stakes are just a little bit higher when you're in front of all of those people.
That's, I think you have to take it from the kid's perspective, right? They're already nervous for the performance.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not helping by waving.
Oh my gosh. At a sporting event, tensions are high.
We were not allowed to call out Pete's name or number, at least through junior high. Once he got into high school, he kind of cooled off a little bit. But
Maria's
like,
you can't shout his name.
Don't embarrass him. Don't say go Pete. He doesn't like that.
But how am I supposed to cheer for him?
You can cheer for the team.
Oh.
And it's more like if there's a good thing on the field, good job, Pete. But if he's, you know, walking the sidelines having Gatorade,
don't cheer
like,
for him.
Pete over here, Pete!
It's Uncle Eric, and I made it to your game, buddy. I'm here.
Don't wave.
Don't do that.
What? But you know what? Why not? It's a simple, I'm proud of what he's doing.
And
I'm just saying good job to him.
Good on you
in
for
front
being
of everybody.
That's so embarrassing.
What did you do that your kid thought was so embarrassing? But for you, really, it was just the simplest little thing.
Okay, well, I was a show choir mom, but I was also a former show choir member back in the day.
So you
and
know how
back
it's
in
done.
The day, we didn't have those fun little chants that they sometimes do now
mm-hmm.
at the show choir competitions. I think they're fun. So, of course, I'm in my seat, and my daughter's sitting next to me, and I'm not standing up and doing these little cheers with them. I'm just kind of doing it in my seat and chanting along and stuff. And apparently that's a no-no.
That's a no-no.
So, just don't
Mom,
do it in front of her.
Did she give you the hard no there in the auditorium?
What's that?
Was it while you were doing it? She tried to shut you down.
Oh, yeah. I got the stare, and if she was sitting next to me, it was like, stop it. Mom, don't do that.
Quit. People are looking at you.
The stare and a stop it. It's a 1-2 punch.
Oh, so embarrassing.
I can't wait for this next round, right, when she has a daughter.
Yes.
And it's like, she was in show choir, you were in show choir, and you're both chanting.
It'll all come back around.
Yeah, it'll be great. Thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Is it here yet? Is it on yet? Is it here yet?
Since kids don't come with instructions, we're here to help.
It's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
Some Momtroversies are all like, hey, parents helping parents. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, though, we have a lot of fun when just like, hey, share a story about this time.
You're not alone. I cannot be the only parent who has ever embarrassed their child. If it happened to me, it's probably happened to somebody else, right?
And yours was a mundane, run-of-the-mill Friday. You hadn't seen your husband all day. Comes home. Hey, toots. Kiss
I don't
on
remember
the cheek.
Doing it. Maybe it was a kiss. Maybe it was a hug. I don't know. But I was told we were overly affectionate.
In front of your daughter and her friends?
Yeah.
In a moment where you actually were trying to play cool.
I was being very aware of who I was in front of. I was trying not to be that like annoying. I tried not to use too much slang in front of them.
Right.
I was trying to let them have their space. However, I still managed to pull off some sort of embarrassment.
Well, the good news is you had no malicious intent.
No.
This phone call, it does end with an embarrassment, but I think, what did you call it?
Psychological torture.
When I was a kid, my mom thought horror movies were hilarious. So I was like grade school watching it. So became terrified of Pennywise. So fast forward to my 16th birthday, and my mom happens to be friends with a guy who does birthday parties as a clown. So the end of the school, I get called to the principal's office. So I think I'm in trouble. And it's like 3 minutes before the bell rings. And there is this clown with balloons and candies and terrifying me for my birthday.
Oh my God.
The bell rings. Yes, the bell rings. Everybody at school seen it. It was horrible. I was crying. She thought it was hilarious. Traumatized forever.
That's scary and embarrassing.
Yes, and actually, yes. That's embarrassing.
Yes!
Like that's intentional.
Yes. Okay, that's intentional embarrassment.
Yes. That's embarrassment in the first degree.
Mom!
Premeditated embarrassment.
Jeez!
Do you still happen to have a fear of clowns now?
Kind of, yes.
I think so.
How's your relationship with your mother?
It's, you know, it's good.
It's good.
We're like best friends now that I'm old, but, you know, like.
Got it.
She still brings it up.
We got through it.
Set the tone.
Yeah, we got through it.
Wow. That is a story right there.
That's intense.
Thank you.
Yes.
Would you ever set your kid up like that?
It's embarrassing and terrifying.
Embarrassing and terrifying.
I don't know. I mean, unless it was like. Sometimes they ask, hey, scare me.
They do?
Yeah.
They do?
Like if it's Halloween.
Yeah. Is this just a casual request around the dinner table?
You know, when you have the hiccups.
Oh, yeah, I get that.
Like scare me and get these hiccups
away. But that's like almost an elaborate prank.
But that is a lot.
That's an embarrassment
setup. Send a clown to school. That is premeditated, okay? Definitely premeditated.
In the spirit of what happened in your house, right, it was in just an innocent moment.
I didn't remember doing it.
And I think with graduation coming up, we're going to hear more and more of stories like this one from our friend Dallas.
So it was my middle school graduation. We were getting ready to go to high school. And they've got the pictures up and everything going around. And next thing you know, you see my little face pop up. And you hear my mom and the entire auditorium goes, "That's my Dally man!"
Oh,
and then you hear
Lord,
me yell
mom.
Right after that, "Shut up, Mom!" It was a great time.
I bet.
And people have been calling me that for years.
Oh, my word. And now everybody at school is going to call you that.
But she was so proud.
Yes, she was.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
It's 8:09 now in the Morning Scramble.
I think I'm a little silly.
I think we both are.
It's
just been a busy morning.
Very, very.
Let's make it more busy, shall we?
We need to take a beat, take a breath, take a moment, because it's time to meet the newest face on the Z102.9 street team, potentially our new best friend. I don't know how this is going to go. Chloe.
What if it goes, hold on, Chloe, I'm sorry.
What if it goes poorly? I don't know.
Why would you say potentially our new best friend and then leave the door open for failure?
I set a very lofty goal.
And she's in the room.
I know. Sorry for setting you up like that, Chloe. I'm really sorry.
God, I hope this goes well. Are you giving her a hug? Oh, putting the microphone in front of her face. Also helpful.
Yeah. I wanted it to be a little closer.
It's a great idea. Good morning, Chloe.
Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
Welcome to the team.
Thank you.
We know you a little bit because once people get hired, the little wanted poster goes up in the back. But we also get to know you on the Morning Scramble because we know we'll be, and our listeners will be interacting with you with events all spring and summer long. So welcome to your moment in the spotlight. What drew you to Z102.9?
I love music, all sorts of things related to music, and I thought it'd be fun.
Do you play music?
That's awesome, yeah.
Yes.
You are musical.
What is thine instrument?
My main one's guitar, but I actually started on violin, and then I got bored of it.
Okay.
So like you mastered the violin, and you're like, next.
Yeah.
I would move up to a next bigger instrument.
I won't say mastered, but we can go with that.
Like, give me a viola now. I want to learn something else.
Yeah, you didn't go like cello, though. You went guitar.
But you're into string instruments.
Yeah.
Do you play piano or any?
Yes. Okay. I taught myself piano. And then.
That's also a string instrument, though.
Thank you, Claire.
Technically. Yeah. Technically, yes. And then I play the drums, too.
Okay. You do have some drums.
This is all. Do you know we have a band here?
Yes. They talked to me.
Not rock and roll, but marching that stands still? Yeah. Okay. If you're available this fall, I would like to entice you to join our band, please.
Yes.
Because I would like. We actually had a marching cello. Last fall.
Yes.
Maybe we can bring in a marching violin.
It went well.
That would be great.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. So musician. So did you do like marching band in high school?
I was in color guard.
Color guard. Where did you go to school?
Kennedy.
Kennedy. Okay.
Oh, go Cougars.
Yes. the band of green and gold.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yes.
She's right outside my house, basically.
I
live in that neighborhood.
You know this one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Any cool band stories that are radio friendly? Did you go anywhere cool or?
Yeah, I went to Ireland my senior year.
Ireland?
You went to Ireland?
Yeah. I was there for a week.
That's awesome. What was the experience like? Were you guys playing in a parade or?
Yeah, we did two parades for St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, fun. And the school is green in color, so it's required.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
How did you find Ireland on St. Patrick's Day? What was that experience?
It was a lot of fun. It was extreme.
Does it compare to the Sappin Episode Parade?
The downtown St. Like, Rapids Parade? Or like on steroids?
Yes. On steroids.
They take to that like we take to the 4th of July?
Yes.
Is that a fair comparison?
Yes.
Okay.
100%. They were so over the top. Everyone was in costumes. There was
That's great.
Stuff being thrown everywhere. Everyone was screaming. It was a blast.
How exciting.
What a fun day.
Well, that's a cool
Or
experience.
Week, I guess. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So here you are now. This is Chloe, our new street teamer for Z102.9. We also like to get to know you. And the audience can see we have a little profile up on the Z Facebook page. Let's just run these quickly. What is your favorite color and why?
I think I said periwinkle.
You did say periwinkle.
Which I don't think I've ever seen anyone say periwinkle.
Yeah. Most people go purple.
Purple.
It'd be a shade of purple. Why periwinkle?
I don't know. I just like it. I've liked it since I was little.
Like,
and I know
like
there's
saying it?
Is it the pronunciation
the word.
Of the word?
Is it the peri or the winkle that you like best?
Probably the peri.
Probably the peri.
I just like the color specifically. I don't even know. I feel like it's very unique. It's a very specific color.
It is.
I agree with that.
I like the specificity,
it's like
too.
Like goldenrod.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's not like, I just got the regular pack of crayons. I need the 64 pack of crayons.
And periwinkle is all the way down to the nub.
Yes.
Yep. Your favorite cereal. Typically, this answer is usually Cinnamon Toast Crunch or some sort of cereal made locally. But you said?
Crave.
Crave.
Remind me, what is Crave?
Which one's Crave?
It's the little like rectangles that have chocolate on the inside.
Okay.
Oh.
Is
yeah.
it under the Special K family?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. So it's like
that's
healthy
where it got
chocolate.
The K on Crave.
Or like
Crave.
Kellogg or something. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
I don't remember. But when we were younger, it was like a treat to get Crave.
Lovely.
And now because that you're older?
I have whenever I want.
That's right. You know how this game's played.
Go, Chloe. Go, Chloe.
Okay. Favorite movie?
I said 10 Things I Hate About You.
Yeah.
That's a great movie.
Based
great
on Shakespeare.
Response.
It's based on Taming of the Shrew, isn't it?
Yes.
Thank you.
There's multiple references to it in the movie.
Claire,
really
did you
good.
Know that?
I did know that.
Okay.
But that is a really good answer for favorite movie.
Lovely answer.
Yeah.
Answer. Claire has a list of 200 questions, so get comfortable.
Sit back, Chloe. Are you athletic at all? Did you do sports in high school?
I did dance and show choir. Those are my only.
Love it. Those are my athletics.
So you can box step like nobody's business.
I know how to do it. Do you have like a where are you in line?
Order
siblings,
of like,
order
yeah, your brothers,
birth.
Sisters.
I have three older brothers.
So you're the youngest
the
in the house
baby.
And the only girl?
Correct.
Okay. All
is right. that hard or easy at this point? Have your parents given up?
I think it was
talking.
Easy. It was fun. It was fun growing up.
Okay.
It was.
Do you still live at home or are you out of there?
I'm out now. I live with one of my brothers.
Oh, okay.
Oh, how nice. Mm-hmm. So is he your favorite brother?
Depends on the day.
Rank your brothers.
I'll rank them.
Depends on the day. When
Does
I was
he
younger,
also like
he was.
Crave cereal?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's not very picky. We like most of the same things. We both hate peanut butter, though.
Oh, good to know.
But we're the only two siblings. No allergies.
Just don't like peanut butter.
We're the only two siblings that hate it. My other two brothers both love it.
Well, yeah. Peanut butter is awesome. I can't believe you don't like peanut butter.
No, she hates it.
Hates it.
Hates.
Absolutely hates peanut butter.
We'll try to keep that in mind, Chloe. Yeah. I'm so sorry. Would your brother have any nicknames for you?
They just call me Chloe.
Chloe?
Chloe.
All right. That might stick around the building.
That might
one
stick.
Of my other brothers, we're all 2 years apart. I live with the one that's 4 years older.
Uh-huh. Okay.
My one that's 2 years older used to call me Toey.
Oh, that's not nice.
That was the only other nickname.
No, wait, was it a nickname because he couldn't say Chloe? Like, was when he was the, he just did
I feel
that.
Like he came up with it when he was like probably 10. He was fully able to say my name.
Yeah. He just, I thought it was Toey. It was
Toey.
No, to
it's to be mean. It's a brother to sister thing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
All right, do you have any more questions for Toey? I mean, Chloe.
Stop it.
What?
Can't do
that. Oh, come on.
I wanted to get in more into music, but I think we should wait for mixtape to do that.
That's a great idea.
Because I thought maybe we could also ask her our Songversation question.
Okay. So with getting to know our new Street Tamers, it's a two-part interview. So you've cleared round one.
Good job, okay. Toey. Chloe.
I survived.
And we might start calling you Toey. You're going to hang out for about 5 minutes, and we're going to come back. We do not know your answers. To the three questions for mixtape.
No.
Only producer Ben does.
Okay.
We're going to find out the song that takes you back to your first job. We're going to find out kind of your summer jam. Mm-hmm. And then my favorite question of all time is always, what is your guilty pleasure song?
Love to hear those responses.
This is our newest Street Teamer. Her name is Chloe. You'll see her out and about with Z102.9 all spring, summer, fall, and beyond long. Profile right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page. But more with Chloe coming up. Join us back here in about 5 minutes.
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
Z102.9.
Getting to know the newest member of the Z102.9 Street Team. Her name is Chloe. She's musical and does not like peanut butter.
Yeah.
Is what we've learned so far.
I hate that we put it out on the radio, but at one point her second youngest brother gave her a nickname Toey.
Toey is
And it's kind of sticking.
It's a really good one.
Good nickname.
What's your brother's name?
Trendon.
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 That was a really good nickname.
Yeah. Even though I know it's out of spite because you're jealous of your sister.
Toey.
It's going to make her radio famous. So, you know what?
In your face.
I just turned a negative into a positive.
Boo.
Okay. We ready to dive into mixtape or you want to do our Songversation first?
Ooh. Let's do a Songversation first. So this is a game we've been playing to kind of spark some memories. But the prompt for this week is, what is your favorite TV theme song?
Friends.
Now, solid answer.
I know never to ask a woman her age. And I'm very
But I think it's the same question.
That because you just said who you were in high school, I know roughly how old you are. That show
You're
is not
young.
Out. You're too young. How did you fall into Friends?
I just found it on Netflix.
Yeah, that's
watched it all, and now I have the box set because I took it off Netflix, but I loved it. I watched it religiously from probably when I was in sixth or seventh grade.
Who do you most identify with on the cast?
Phoebe.
Phoebe?
Love Phoebe.
She's pretty great.
It's a fun character.
Yeah. That's so cool. I love that you like Friends.
I do too. Also, now I have something to talk about when we're
you
out going to Farmer's Market.
Friends.
Yeah.
We need to get into your mixtape, though, because we asked you some questions that we don't know what you said.
No, we don't. Okay, so we will play it. If we know it, we will quickly identify. If we need a little help, we'll ask for a lifeline.
You might need to help us.
This is the answer. This is Chloe, our newest Street Teamer. Her answer to the song that reminds her of her first job.
Need a little bit of help.
I know it, but I don't know it well. What did we just listen to?
Living Dead Girl by Rob Zombie.
Rob Zombie.
Okay. Why that song? What was the job?
Hope you worked at a funeral home.
I used to work at Scooters, and we just played random music. There wasn't really any rules because it was just like a drive-through one.
Yeah.
Oh.
So we just play our random songs, and that came on one day, and it got stuck in my head for like 3 weeks.
That happens.
So every single morning on my drive, I'd listen to that song because it was like the exact length of time.
What if it gets stuck in her head again?
I'm trying to do that on purpose.
Poor Toey.
Okay, Rob Zombie, first job. Yeah. Second track, this is your summer jam. Let's clear the Beach Boys and I Get Around. Mm-hmm. Why is that your summer jam?
I love the Beach Boys. I'm kidding.
Did you see them when they were here?
Yes, I did.
You saw Stamos?
I was just going to say with John Stamos.
Yeah. Nice.
I got a picture with John.
You did?
I did get a picture.
We tried.
We ran to like the edge where they had their buses lined up and everything. And so, everyone was screaming at him. I got a picture. My mom got a picture. Mike walked by.
Wait, with him?
Mike Love also walked by?
Mike Love walked by because he was going to his bus. No one reacted. Everyone was like, John, John, John. Oh. And I'm sitting there. I was like, Mike!
Did he stop?
He kind of waved.
I waved.
Come on, Mike.
He's old. Aww. You know?
Yeah.
He is pushing it past his bedtime.
He needed a nap.
Morning show. This is part of the fun of being a street teamer. There are occasional moments where we'll like, hey, we need help today. Can you come in? And this moment happened last year. We sent street teamer Rebecca in an Uber to try to find John Stamos at a golf course.
We heard
that he was going to golf before he performed on stage at the McGrath Amphitheater. Mm-hmm. So we sent her to each golf course to try to find him.
Yes.
Now, she technically did go to the right golf course. He just wasn't there as early as we sent
him. We were 45 minutes too early, but he ended up playing golf there.
We were this close.
So you never know.
So close.
One random morning, we might need you to run a task, and it might be to track down a John Stamos. You never know. First job, summer jam. Guilty pleasure for Chloe. That's
Bad
Gaga.
Romance.
Bad Romance. Guilty pleasure. Why?
I used to love that song when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I am probably responsible for like 1 million of those views on YouTube. I used to watch that music video all the time.
Do you identify as a little monster or not? Yeah. Because it's a guilty pleasure.
I feel like, yes, guilty because I'm not going to, like, randomly pull it out and play it with people. By myself, yes.
You're cranking it.
Wow.
That fits the definition perfectly. She nailed it.
If it's Chloe time, we're listening to Gaga. But with your peeps, you're not.
Yeah, Gaga's not coming on the radio. No, if it's with her coffee-making peeps, it's this.
Very different energy there.
Yeah, interesting. All right.
Are we ready to send her out into the world?
I think we've got just enough and a new nickname that I just love. Toey, I just love it.
Chloe, a.k.a. Toey from Robbins, that is your newest street teamer. Getting to know Chloe with the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.